you know now, I don't know where you can know this, be familiar with this, not sometimes if a woman, a man has just left a woman, okay, he's not dead, but he left her. Now, what would they call her then? Any special name there?
Mm-mm.
You ever heard them talk about a grass widow?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And the man whose daughter you are would be your...
The man whose daughter you are, be your father.
And what did you use it? Did you call your father? Did you?
Mm. Daddy.
Daddy was it?
Mm-hmm.
And what about your mother? What did you call her?
Mother.
Your
granny.
And your brother and father together, are you two?
Parents.
Yeah. And your grandfather, what did you usually call him? Did you call him grandpa?
Grandpa.
Grandpa. And you call your grandmother grand? What about you might say that man has five
kids.
You know, have you ever had a situation where you have a kid has a name that's known just in the family uses, or like my wife, her family always called her Cricket. Do you have a name for that kind of name?
Nicknames.
Yeah. As of last night, we talked to this girl. She's, I guess, 22. And she's talking about bringing dates home, and her nickname in the family is Spud. It's like, she gets real mad because her daddy probably is Spud. It's like a date. But anyway, and if you had a baby, you wanted to, you might put him in a what? To, something like
crib,
that he could lie down on.
A straw.
Yeah. What about the thing on wheels that a baby could lie in? You know, you can roll it around, but it's big enough for the baby to lay down in.
Crib. Cradle or something, I don't know.
Is that kind of like a baby carriage or baby buggy, or is that different?
Mm-hmm. Same.
Okay.
I call stroller the same as baby's out here or whatever you want.
And you might say, I'm going to put the baby in the buggy and go out and...
Stroll around.
Okay. And your children would be your... You'd have a son and a...
Daughter.
Yeah, or a boy and a...
Girl.
Okay. Now, a woman who was about to have a child, you say she was...
About to have a baby.
And, what about, you know, used to, maybe when your parents were born, they didn't have doctors around, they'd have a what to deliver the baby?
Midwife or something, is that what they're called?
Yeah. If you're like me, you never seen any of the doctors. But, yeah, midwife, yeah. And if a mother has looked after three or four children until they've grown up, you say she's done what to them? She's
raised.
You might tell a naughty child, if you don't behave, you're going to get a
whipping.
And looking for parts of growth here, you might say, last year he
grew,
or he has
grown,
or he will
grow.
Okay. And a child is born to an unmarried woman, you call that child?
Illegitimate.
Yeah. I had one fellow I interviewed, I asked a question, I said, who do you call that legitimate child? You got, you know, illegitimate and legitimate confused. Anyway, your brother's son would be your...
My brother's son would be my nephew.
And you would be his...
Aunt.
And a child has lost his father and mother as a...
Is a...
He doesn't have either a father or a mother, and say he's a
orphan.
And the person who's appointed to look after him by the court would be his
foster parents.
Yeah.